I'm Ben Riga. I'm a platform advisor on the Windows Azure Platform Evangelism team. And today I'm actually on the Scotts Valley campus of Embarcadero Technologies. We're looking at one of the products that they're working on that is now supporting the SQL Azure product. With me today is Scott Waltz, who is product manager on the DB Artisan product for Embarcadero. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Ben.
So tell me a little bit about Embarcadero.
Sure.
And who you are. Now, I know there's a couple different parts to the company.
Absolutely. Well, I'll go back to the part of the company that most of our SQL Server DBAs use, and that's Embarcadero with the database tools. So DB Artisan is the flagship tool for the administration of SQL Server, and we also do other platforms as well. We have some development tools as well as modeling tools for the database. And then, as you mentioned, we recently acquired CodeGear from Borland, and we've now brought their products into the fold. So
that includes the Delphi development tool,
sure.
C++ Builder, JBuilder. Prism, and all sorts of other wild and wonderful development tools.
Absolutely.
Tools that are near and dear to my heart, actually.
That's right. There you go.
Previous roles.
Great.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So, but your focus is primarily on the database side, right?
Absolutely.
Now, you're not actually based on this campus. You happen to be in town.
I'm in town. Absolutely. I'm based in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
So I work out of there so I can reach our East Coast support groups and work with our customers on the East Coast as well as West.
Okay. So let's talk about DB Artisan then, because that's what is currently. Now, this is going to get posted after PDC. So you will already have announced it.
Right.
So DB Artisan is a database management tool.
Yes.
And what does it do exactly? Who's the target, I guess?
The target is the DBA.
Right.
And that target could be the large Fortune 500 company,
uh-huh.
or it could be the shop that just has a couple of databases installed, right? So we have a full line of customers ranging from the small shop to the very large shop.
Uh-huh.
And what it allows you to do is end-to-end database management, right? We can work on the physical side as well as start working in the objects and working in the database, tuning it, and so full support.
So databases here is not just SQL Server.
No.
Much as we'd love the world to be.
Exactly.
Certainly I would, but that's not the way the world is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different databases out there, and your customers and partners that you work with, so you're supporting all sorts of...
Yeah, we're supporting the Oracles, DB2s, Sybase, and SQL Server, obviously. And the beauty of the tool is we're working it from one user interface, one window, if you will,
right.
to be able to support all those platforms.
Right.
Okay. The common look and feel.
Right. So we started talking a while back ago about Windows Azure, SQL Azure mm-hmm. support. So what exactly... Why don't we stop here? I'm going to move the camera. Why don't we actually have a look at the product,
Absolutely.
And then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. How's that sound?
Okay, sounds great.
Excellent. Okay, so I've got my camera off the tripod, and Scott here is going to give us a quick tour of DB Artisan and what exactly it does. So this is DB Artisan, and just a little navigation window here, and then I guess we have some databases across the
sure.
top here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
So we're set up. I went ahead and registered a couple of SQL Azure data sources, so I grouped them so we could see it smooth for my testing. So here I'm connected to one right now, as well as some of our lab servers. I have a SQL Server 9 server that I'm connected to. So within the same user interface, I can connect to multiple data sources. So
these are actually SQL Azure databases out in the cloud.
These are. These
okay.
the ones with SQL Azure are in the cloud. This is in our lab in Toronto, and I wanted to show you because one of the powerful features of DB Artisan is the migration facility.
Uh-huh.
So I'll walk you through that
here
in a moment. So if we just want to expand, I have Auto Connect turned on, but it's very simple to get the data source registered. We're supporting, as you can see here, the roles, the users, and the schemas.
Uh-huh.
So we're actually now connected to the cloud, working and navigating. So we can look through here all the schemas that are out there that we've been testing with. I added this one yesterday, and we can scroll into here, and we can see that we can drill in and look at the objects. So right now we have a table, and we can come over here. You can right-click on the table. We have a pretty extensive context menu, but for this I'd like to just open it up. So from here, we're pulling back all the data from the cloud about this object.
So here's the metadata.
Absolutely. So we can go through here, and we can change these if we need to. We can add them. We can reorder those.
This is a property page over here?
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
All from within the user interface.
Okay.
So we can select and see all the different properties of this object. Going back further, then, we can look at all the other objects. We support the check constraints, the foreign keys, functions, indexes, very similar to what you're going to see in a standard SQL Server environment.
Uh-huh.
So where we see, and in talking to some of our customers and introducing the cloud to them, is how to get the information to the cloud. And that's, you know, the ability to be able to work with something locally and then publish to the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the DB Artisan, we've taken our migration facility and just exported it and made it adaptable to the cloud. So in this situation, the utilities will do a schema migration. And we'll walk through the wizard here, perform a new migration. And on this, select the data source to display. So the source on this one is going to be...
Sorry, I'm in front of your...
Oh, that's right. No, that's right. Yeah. Your Tor Lab SQL. The 05. Right there. And then my source is going to be my SQL Azure 1.
This is the target.
The target. I'm sorry. Yeah, right. The target. So I'm going to go from my local up to the cloud.
Right.
So I step through. We're going to connect the both. I can go in here and look, you know, at all the databases that I have. Again, this is my test lab, and I'm going to go look for that. The test database there is a GIM database. So, and the target is going to be blank because we don't have any databases up there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do next. And then for this example, I just want to do the tables. And again, I can select all these objects.
So you're just checking boxes.
Yeah, just right. Checking boxes. And then if I expand over here, either side, I can expand it, and then we're going to list the tables that we have.
So these are the tables that we'll get.
That are already out there. Yeah, that'll get moved over.
They haven't migrated over yet.
Yeah, right. So I'm going to uncheck a few of them that I'm not too interested in. And then over on the left-hand side, you have some more control. Right. So along with the tables, I can bring over the dependencies.
Uh-huh.
So I can bring over check constraints, the foreign keys. And for this example, I'm just going to go and get the indexes, foreign keys, primary keys. I'll leave out the triggers, and then the unique keys, and then any views that are tied to it.
Uh-huh.
So let's step through, and then we're going to allow the end user to customize it even further.
Mm-hmm.
So in this example, I don't want to retain the owner. I want to change the owner, and then I want to make it the GIM, the GIM. So that'll put it in the GIM schema.
What's GIM?
It's actually our test database. It's Global Investment Management. We've got some broker type databases. So we're also able to move the data if we'd like. We can do that with insert statements or BCP, a data copy. For this quick example, we're going to go no movement.
Uh-huh.
And again, you can see different options we like. The interesting thing here is we can script this.
Mm-hmm.
So we can either do it on the fly by pressing finish, and it'll actually run it for us in the background, or we can generate a script. Let's generate the script. Press next. We'll output the script file.
So this is a summary of what it's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we can output the script file to this file, and it'll actually open up within DB Artisan.
Uh-huh.
And then lastly, we can save this operation so at any time in the future we can come back and just pull this up. All of our settings will be saved.
Right. So is it now actually...
So it's actually going out, looking at my data source in our lab in Toronto, and pulling out back all the objects, creating the SQL syntax to create those objects. And there we go. The migration operation's complete.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yeah.
He's looking down below.
Yeah, so it took us 15 seconds to build that.
Okay.
I'll press continue. And here's our SQL.
Sweet.
Ready to go. Ready to press execute to be published up to the cloud.
So if we execute this now, will it actually migrate? Will it actually create the database?
Yep.
Migrate the tables.
The tables up, right.
It will actually move the data.
I selected no data movement. I would have selected data movement, it would have taken them up there.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So this is one of the features we think will really be used by artists and customers, the ability to do that and move it up there.
So, we want people moving stuff
absolutely
off of Oracle onto SQL.
That's
did I say that out loud?
Yeah. And again, that is one of one of the powerful features. Not only could you move it from that platform, another platform, up to the cloud with Azure, but you can also move a SQL Server 2005 if you're working locally.
Sure.
Do all the modifications locally and then publish it up.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, let me put this back on the tripod and let's chat some more.
So that was pretty neat. So in a couple of clicks, you were able to migrate the metadata. You were, we didn't do it, but you could have moved the data over as well, which will make it very easy for folks to manage their. Now we actually do have a tool. I mean, there's SQL Server has SQL Management Studio. So what are the differences between DB Artisan and what you would do with SQL Management Studio? What are the things that you do over and above that?
Right, a lot of similarities. Administration's administration. There's so many ways you can do that.
Sure.
A lot of things you're going to see are the same. Right? We just have a different feel of how to navigate and get to the objects and how to support it. And the big differentiator, obviously, is the ability for the cross-platform. Mm-hmm. To be able to support those other platforms and take that metadata.
Cross-platform meaning
multiple data. The database perspective.
Of course,
sure. And to be able to manage that from within one user interface and then start migrating. As you move those off of those legacy applications and put them up in the cloud, you can use DB Artisan. So that's our key differentiator.
And not only supporting management, but supporting stuff moving back and forth.
Absolutely.
And that's it. Okay, excellent. So, I mean, I guess the interesting to me is how fast. I mean, I know that we talked a while back, and the speed with which you were able to get DB Artisan working on SQL Azure was quite impressive.
It is, and a lot of that had to do with the help from Microsoft, right, getting us through. But a lot of the internals we found were really easy to work with, and so we were able to adopt some of our code that we were supporting SQL Server with, uh-huh. native, and convert it and migrate it over to support Azure. It's very seamless.
So that's kind of what I'm getting to. So what were some of the lessons that you learned as you were developing for SQL Azure? How were the differences that you found, the things that you found were easy, the things you found were hard?
Well, the base support for the objects we found pretty easy, pretty straightforward. Now, there are some things that we were going to try and take advantage of that are some of our differentiators on the standalone side, if you will, the non-cloud version, that we didn't have yet. And they weren't built out yet with Azure. So as they start coming on board, there were some process monitoring that we like to do.
Sure.
That will be supported later on, and as soon as they're exposed, we're going to take advantage
of
them.
Sure, so diagnostics and
monitoring. Absolutely.
Yeah, that hasn't been turned on yet.
Right.
When it does, you'll
and that's exactly, that. Yeah. Those were some of the, again, the object support, pretty straightforward, but there are some other things that we know from working with our customers for so long, they really like to use, and that'll come.
Okay, awesome. I know that you mentioned that, so you're launching this, or you're going to be announcing this at our Professional Developers Conference.
Mm-hmm.
This video is going to be after the conference, so can we talk about some of the things you're going to announce?
Sure, absolutely. So the first, obviously the big announcement is just our support for SQL Azure, as well as we're going to bring out a trial copy of DB Artisan with Azure support.
Okay.
And it'll have Azure support as well as SQL Server support. So it'll have both. You'll be able to go through there and work and migrate some stuff if you like, expose the migration utility to be able to work with some local SQL Server databases, moving it up to the cloud and with full cloud support. So, and then as we start building that out, we'll start putting new updates and exposing that to the community.
So when you say a trial, is that a full working version?
Full working version,
wow.
Yeah, absolutely. All of our trials are full working version. They're just time delayed or time stopped. So this one probably will be, we're guessing 3 months, maybe a 4 month trial.
Okay, some people will be able to see that at the
conference. Absolutely, yes, we'll have it there.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'll make sure to put a link to that in the show notes when I publish this. This is really cool. Thanks so much for spending time with me today to show it to me. I'm looking forward to seeing more progress, maybe even on the development tools.
We would
love to see Delphi publishing to the cloud would be awesome.
There you go. All right.
Thanks very much for joining us today.